This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Beneath the calm surface of Tomales Bay, biological researchers have found an unexpected struggle for survival, one that has left the native Olympia oysters that once flourished there decimated by an aggressive imported predator. The Olympia oysters were fished to near extinction more than a century ago, after which attempts were made to seed the bay with other varieties from Long Island and Japan. Those oysters didn't thrive here, but some of the other species that came with them did, including both small green European crabs and a type of Atlantic snail known informally as an oyster drill, because they are able to use their tongues to bore through the oyster's protective shells.
On that tongue are like thousands of little razor blades, and it uses that tongue to slowly bore a perfectly symmetrical hole through the shell of the oyster. It then sucks out and digests the muscle mass of the oyster.
David Kimbrough, co-author of a recent paper describing the ecological imbalance, explains that the oysters are essentially helpless against this attack, and they have been virtually wiped out in the inner half of Tomales Bay. But in deeper water, closer to the open ocean, Kimbrough says, the oysters fare better because they have defenders, the indigenous red rock crabs.
The native crab is controlling the behavior and density of native snails, but the invasive snail is sort of naive or ignorant of these big, large native crabs, and that makes it very susceptible to being eaten. So when it sees a native crab, it doesn't know to migrate higher up onto the shore. It just continues to feed happily and ignorantly on the native oysters, and it gets snuffed out.
But the red crabs can't survive in the less salty, shallow water of the inner bay, so the green crabs dominate there, and the green crabs are not very good at preying on the drill snails, so the oysters are out of luck. Kimbrough says they found a strikingly clear demarcation between the two habitat areas.
Half the bay in the inner regions back towards Shell Island, all the oysters were dead. And then in sort of the middle of the bay, there's a sudden switch from all the oysters being dead to all of them being alive.
But the difference in the warmth and salinity of the water is not the whole story, adds UC Davis researcher Ted Grossholtz. He notes that while the native snails have learned to evade the crabs, the Atlantic newcomers have not.
When you have introduced species showing up in these food webs, the typical predator-prey interactions haven't evolved with these species. Predators need to recognize prey, prey need to recognize predators, and with the introduced species, you find those kinds of interactions broken down, and then you have very unpredictable outcomes, like in this situation, where the Olympia oysters take it in the shorts.
Grossholt says the disrupted food web patterns they found in Tomales Bay are likely playing out elsewhere along the Pacific coast, too.
What we came across was an established pattern that people hadn't seen before. And so this is probably telling us that in many areas up and down the West Coast, where we failed to see the establishment of native oysters, we think we found part of the story. It's that these introduced snails evade crab predation and really whack the population of native oysters.
Knowing this, he says, any efforts to restore the Olympic oyster population will need to be done in deeper waters where the red rock crabs can help protect them. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.